And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of January, 2010. 1933, on this day, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. 1.7 miles long, 90 feet wide, 6 lanes of traffic, 746 feet high, linking San Francisco to the county of Marin. It was finished in May of 1937, 4.5 years later. Probably the most photographed bridge in the world, the color of which is officially called International Orange, a slightly deeper shade of safety orange. Back in 1986, the writer Vikram Seth published a novel in verse called The Golden Gate, a satire on the lives of San Francisco yuppies. It's the birthday of Umberto Eco, born in the Piedmont region of Italy, 1932, author of The Name of the Rose, a murder mystery set in the Middle Ages. It's the birthday of the newspaper man who coined the term Cold War, Herbert Byard Swope, born in St. Louis, 1882. He also created the first op-ed page, 1921, at the New York Evening World. Op-ed stood for opposite the editorial page. It was a page devoted to opinion columns, signed columns, not the unsigned editorials. Herbert Byard Swope was also a legendary gambler, and once in a railroad car in Palm Beach, playing poker with an oil baron, a Broadway impresario, and a steel magnate, Mr. Swope won $470,000. It's the 82nd birthday of Walter Mondale, born in Ceylon, Minnesota, in 1928, who, as vice president under Jimmy Carter, was the first vice president ever to have an office in the White House. It was on this day in 2007 that the man who invented instant ramen and cup noodles, Momofuku Ando, died at the age of 96. He'd eaten instant ramen noodles up until the day before he died, as he'd done every day since he invented them back in 1958. Chicken-flavored instant ramen noodles. Japan had been suffering from food shortages after World War II, and the noodles were invented as a way to alleviate that problem. They are now one of the most inexpensive ready-made foods in the world. Momofuku Ando is the subject of a book, The Ramen King and I, How the Inventor of Instant Noodles Fixed My Love Life, came out last year, a book by Andy Raskin. And it's the birthday of Mozart's wife, Constanze Mozart, born Constanze Weber in Germany, 1762. He was at first in love with her sister, Aloysia, but she rejected Mozart, married another man. Mozart came back to town. He boarded at the Weber family's house. He started courting Constanze, and her mother asked him to move out of the house for decorum's sake, find another place to live. They were married in 1782. She was 20, he was 26. Here's a poem for today by Julie Cadwallader Staub, entitled Guinea Pig. As if your cancer weren't enough, the guinea pig is dying. The kids brought him to me, wrapped in a bath towel. Do something, Mom. Save his life. I'm a good mom. I took time from work, drove him to the vet, paid $77 for his antibiotics. Now, after the kids rush off to school, you and I sit on the bed. I hold the guinea pig since he bites. You fill the syringe. We administer the foul-smelling medicine, hoping the little fellow will live, admitting to each other, if he doesn't, it'll be good practice. Guinea Pig, a poem by Julie Cadwallader Staub, used by permission of the poet, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.